Well, Christian, as we look what's happening market-wise today, the corn, the wheat, kind of a mixed type of market today. I mean, obviously the wheat is on the lower side. Are we seeing some supply issues, pessimism within the marketplace, still dealing with last week's government report, or is it a combination of all the above?
Well, I think it's a combination of all of the above. You know, earlier this week you had some talk that China was going to buy some wheat. There's been no confirmation of that. And even with this big drop in price, other than this morning you saw some, you know, new crop corn sold, other than that we really haven't seen any new sales, which is pretty disappointing for a market that's dropped this far this fast, that we haven't seen really picked up any new business in the market. The beans are still struggling from everything that's going on with China with bird flu. The meal is down pretty hard, especially on the nearby. That's where it's been affected the most. So you have you know, some of those issues going on right now that are just not positive to the market. Now, the one thing you do see today is, you know, we have a lot of macroeconomic factors. First, you start with the stock market being down fairly hard because of the jobs report. But the dollar is down, too. You're down over 30 points. The dollar has come up to some resistance, and it's kind of stalled out here, and I wouldn't be surprised if it starts working down. That could give us some support going forward. And keep in mind, you know, a lot of these ethanol plants, their margin has improved quite a bit. Livestock margins obviously have improved, too. So that, I think, longer term will help to support the corn market. Plus, we have to look at the weather, and you are seeing some planting going on in Illinois, but a lot of other places, you know, it's been cold, it's been wet for the most part, not in all areas, but definitely the cold temperatures are affecting a lot of people.
I did see that there isn't much motivation because of that, what, 15-cent price difference, the September to the December market, that guys in the South are saying, hey, we're just going to wait and get that crop planted because of the price differential?
Yeah, you know, the people I've talked to in that area, they've just been really wet. I talked to a farmer in Kentucky yesterday, and he's 0% planted. Last year at this time, he was 40% planted, and it's just been cold for him. It's been wet. He got rained out again yesterday. So what I've been seeing is more just the amount of rain has caused people to not do a whole lot. The other thing is, in the southern plains, you had a lot of corn planted, and we're still trying to see how much damage might have happened when your temperatures drop down quite a bit, especially in Texas and parts of Oklahoma. So again, the weather, I think, is the bigger factor as far as the corn planting goes. But one thing that people that feed corn or buy corn, they're going to have to watch out for is with the later planted corn, you're going to see, you know, not as much corn being available early on.
As we look at what's happening on the livestock side, Christian, cattle market, jobs numbers that came out this morning, do you see that as a pressuring factor on our trade?
I do. I think anytime you have some sort of economic factors that come out negative, it'll affect, you know, our cattle market. Cattle market's been interesting because every time we post kind of a rally, then we kind of stall out and then just don't really find any good news for the market. Cash actually has been pretty good this week, but the simple fact that we just can't get anything going domestically, I think that's the biggest concern. Our exports actually have been doing okay, but I think it's more the domestic demand. And keep in mind, you know, earlier we were talking about that cold weather, that's not helping the grilling season either. So I think you have those factors, and that's what's really pressuring the cattle market right now.
From a cash perspective, can they continue to pay the prices that they're paying for the cattle?
Well, I think they are because of the fact that you have just supplies that are fairly tight. And I think you're going to see a little bit more of that, you know, in the June time period. But, you know, demand will be the main factor eventually. Once they get through where numbers start to come back again, then I don't think they'll want to be paying as much as they're currently paying.
What about for the livestock? I mean, for the hogs?
Well, the hogs, there you have a market that had a little bit of rally. Funds were short, and I think they covered themselves. And you got the June and July hogs back to around the 92 area now have been setting back. I think the biggest thing, though, on the hogs, even though we had report last Thursday, actually, the hog and pig report showed that we had a higher number of